This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we go looking for the first electric lights. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Say light bulb and Edison's name comes to mind. Edison's alone. Yet, electric lighting is far older. It really got rolling just after 1800, almost 80 years before Edison's invention. Two kinds of electric lamps competed through the 19th century. One was the incandescent lamp, whose light is created by passing an electric current through a filament. The other was the arc light, created by an electric arc leaping the gap between two electrodes. The electrochemist Humphry Davy demonstrated lights of both kinds in the early 1800s. At the age of only 22, Davy was made a lecturer at the new Royal Institution in London. He was a dazzling speaker whose lecture demonstrations soon became major social events in London for both women and men. In an 1802 lecture, he showed how we can cast light by passing an electric current through a platinum strip. In 1809, he demonstrated how to impose a large voltage across an air gap between two carbon electrodes to create a brilliant light. Commercial arc lighting followed 3 decades later in England. For a long time, arc lighting was more showy than practical. It was becoming really viable about when Edison created his system. But as early as 1820, the French inventor De La Rue made a successful incandescent lamp by putting an expensive platinum coil in an evacuated glass tube. In 1840, an English inventor named Grove used similar lamps to light a whole theater. The lighting was dim, and its cost ran to several hundred pounds sterling per kilowatt hour. Still, this was a public use of incandescent lighting 40 years ahead of Edison. Many other incandescent lamps followed. In 1878, Joseph Swan made an evacuated carbon filament lamp. He also managed to get patent protection before Edison duplicated his feat. Edison finally installed his complete lighting system on the steamship Columbia in 1880. He created cheaper, longer-lasting bulbs than anyone else, but he also provided the public with an electrical supply system. He created a complete user-ready lighting system. Of course, Edison had to get around Swan, and to do that, he took Swan in as a business partner. Edison's contribution to electric lighting wasn't its invention. It was its development. He tenaciously took the idea all the way to the marketplace, and we're left wondering why Edison gets the credit. For one thing, he was his own spin doctor. He wove his myth as he wove his machinery, but he also wove the technology itself, complete and full-blown. There is no single inventor of any great technology. Ideas rise out of a whole community, but people who can put full-blown systems together are rare. And in that sense, maybe it is fair to say Edison invented the light bulb after all. I'm John Leinhard at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.